This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Onnit.com. If you're like me, you wake up in the morning with brain fog, feeling lazy and confused. Your job or jobs require you to be on top of everything, but your mind often slows down, your attention drifts away, and your memory fails. Coffee and prescription meds have failed you, leaving you with jitters and a lack of sleep. Worst of all, it keeps happening when you need to be on top of your game. Lucky for you, Onnit may have the answer. With a team of scientists and researchers, Onnit took the best earth-grown botanicals and created a one-of-a-kind cognitive enhancer called AlphaBrain. It could be the solution you've been looking for. AlphaBrain works. It's been clinically studied to help healthy individuals support memory, focus, and processing speeds, and is made from natural ingredients found in nature. For a limited time, Onnit is giving you a chance to try AlphaBrain free of charge. That's right, I said it, free. You just have to pay the shipping. Best of all, if you're not satisfied, you can keep the bottle and Onnit will give you a free refund. You don't even have to call. No hoops, no catch, nothing. It's as easy as could possibly be, entirely risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. So go to onnit.com/JREE and try it today. That's onnit.com/JREE to try your AlphaBrain trial today.
You are now listening to the Joe Rogan Experience Throwback Edition with Chico, Simon, Kamar, and your host, Matt Gold.
All right. Welcome to another episode of This Won't Age Well.
Feels so good.
It does feel good.
Feels so good to be back.
These are fun, actually. These are...
It's interesting, especially... What episode are we doing? Sorry.
This one's the Sam Tripoli.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But there's, yeah, they are all... it's just fun, the tie-ins and seeing how where stuff has gone.
Issues
and,
that are just starting to bubble up.
Yeah.
In this episode, he's not at the Comedy Store.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. I also like hearing the stuff, like even occasionally when they drop in fighting stuff, it's fights where you know the outcome. You know, yeah. And they're talking about it like, oh man, I'm so excited about Anderson Silva against whoever. And you're like, oh man, I know how that ended. Like,
well, as you know, I do check out there. But no, you feel smart about everything.
Yeah, knowing the future is always fun.
Because you almost feel like you're listening to a current episode and then you realize, oh my God, this is 5 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in my case, fucking 10 years ago.
So this was May 20th, 2014.
Okay. And the episode number was?
The episode was number 503, Samuel Tripoli. And I'll just give you a couple of notes as to what was going on in the world.
Okay.
In 2014.
Wow.
So disasters
doing your fucking job.
On the Malaysian Airlines.
That was that long ago? That was 5 years ago? Are we talking about the...
There's been two Malaysian
These are
airlines,
the biggest
though.
News stories.
Are we talking about the plane that disappeared?
Of 2014.
I'm asking. Were you talking about the plane that disappeared? That
the
Malaysian
disasters
airline?
On the Malaysian Airlines. It's that crash, I think. The
didn't help me.
Crash, yeah. I don't know if it's the disappearance one, because I think there was actually one where it crashed and they found the wreckage, but I have no idea. I can look further into that for you if you like. Matt, hold on one second.
Actually, it can't be, because he's a conspiracy theorist, and if it was the plane that went missing, they would have talked about it ad fucking nauseum.
Enough of those, eh?
Okay, first...
They were talking about it for a bit.
He is not really a conspiracy theorist here. There are tiny little glimpses of it.
No. He fully is. I think Joe
Sam?
Just... I think
Sam, yeah.
No, it's coming out in this.
Yeah, he has... He's not there at this point? No.
I don't know.
I don't even think... I'm telling
well,
you, man.
No, he throws spaghetti against the wall and Joe's like, you're full of shit or whatever.
There are a couple of times.
And he embraces it.
But I'm telling you, he's not...
Okay, well, you can see that the seed has more than been planted in this episode in listening to this episode.
He was opening up for Joe, right, at that point, or just before this, right? Mm-hmm. Joe was taking him on the road with him and stuff, so yeah. They were buddies at one point, I take it. But I found in this episode there was a lot of, like,
animosity.
They didn't seem like they were buddies. Joe was very antagonistic.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I have a bunch of times where he did it, but it started to make me wonder whether, like... So this is, like Kamar said, this is before the Comedy Store, before Joe's back at the store.
Yeah.
So maybe he's just angrier at this point. You know what I mean? Like, I wonder how many times he's done DMT.
Joe himself is just has a grudge in his system sort of thing.
I don't know. I'll have to listen back paying more attention as we do this to the earlier episodes, like where is it that he becomes kind of,
I don't know,
nicer.
Brian Redband was a little overbearing in this episode, eh?
Brian Redband will be the undoing of this series potentially.
Because you guys forget he's in episodes and stuff?
It's just tough not to shit all over him for the entirety of what we're doing.
Because he involves himself a lot more than Jamie does, right?
Jamie is there specifically as a fly on the wall. And when Jamie is asked things, like Jamie interjects, I feel, few and far between. And when he does, it's something that's really going to pertain.
It's impactful.
It's going to pertain to what they're talking to. And he's going to add something to the conversation.
He never says buttholes or Olive Garden.
Yeah. Brian really just interjects himself. And I don't find that.
And laughs at his own jokes.
Oh, God.
Actually, Brian was kind of essential in this episode because he sided with Sam on a couple of things where Joe was like just impassable. And then looked a couple of things up to help Sam out when Joe just wasn't believing a word he said, but we'll get there.
Am I mistaken? Is Jamie there as well?
Yeah. Sometimes
no, we were going to get to this. I was going to get to this.
Jamie
Sorry.
Is there for many of these episodes, but he's doing like the heavy lifting and I don't even know what Brian's doing.
Being
at that
groomed
point.
Sort of thing.
No. So our first order of business is going to be to figure out exactly when it is that Jamie becomes involved. Oh, let's start. Actually, first of all, let's rate this episode.
BJ? Before Jamie?
Yeah.
I give this episode 2.5 Jamies. I thought it was...
That's fine.
Well, no, here's the thing. I picked this episode. This is my choice.
Yeah, we should get that out.
I had never listened to it. This is one of those episodes that, for whatever reason...
Did you think there's going to be more conspiracies?
I thought it was all going to be conspiracy talk.
You're so right. I agree with you 100%.
I thought it was going to be at least decent because Eddie is so crazy and Sam is a little more level-headed, but there was like almost zero, so I'm so sorry, listeners, because this is not what I was expecting either.
I didn't have any expectations going in, so I guess... I thought it was like a 3. I liked some of the banter. I liked some of the... You know, like the... I don't know. I'll give it a 3. That's my...
Couple stories, I'll give it a 3, too. Yeah.
So, sorry.
No, I was just going to say, like...
That's a 3 as well, not a 3.2.
Yeah, I got you. I mean, right away, I know I'm jumping way ahead in the episode. We don't have to go in chronological order, but, like, I know what you're talking about when he's like, yeah, they do calculations, and if it's worth more... If the lawsuit's worth less than the recall, then they go with the lawsuit. And Joe's like, no, they don't. What are you talking about?
That's right out of Fight Club.
It doesn't matter. No, that's right out of real life.
No, I'm saying.
I understand it, but whether he got it from Fight Club or not, they actually do that. And it's been proven, which is why it was in Fight Club.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, it's not a big secret. But Joe just was like,
And Joe actually said to him, I have it written down in here, but Joe said, he's like, shut the fuck up, man.
To Sam.
Yeah. Because, and then Sam's like, is quiet for a second. Joe's like, you can't just say that. And I don't know if Joe was like worried that GM.
I think Joe was more worried about a lawsuit. Yeah.
I'm not saying that he was like.
Well, one thing I noticed in this episode, they played tons of clips. They play the Asian girl who's...
But Joe also a couple of times said, this might get us pulled off of YouTube. Yeah. Like, they were even saying it back then. Yeah, you know? Yeah. So,
he didn't know, for sure.
So, other things that happened in that year, I'll just list them off to
you.
Oh,
man, this is...
Ebola epidemic becomes global health crisis. Disaster on the Malaysian Airlines. Fighting in Ukraine and Crimea. Deadly Israel-Hamas conflict. Rise of a brutal new terror group. That's
ISIS.
World shows its competitive side in Sochi and Rio, and Republicans take control of the Senate in midterm elections.
Great.
Nothing's changed. ISIS is gone.
Oh my God!
Almost
that,
dead.
I don't even know if that was ISIS.
That Korean
said a terrorist group.
That Korean chick was. Oh, that was tough to listen to.
But that was the bubbling of this.
I know.
Check your privilege,
but
all that.
Fuck, that was tough to listen to.
Sukin Lee there? That's not in... Oh,
that
it
was,
is in this
That
episode.
Was not
yeah.
Sukin Lee.
Not Sukin Lee, no.
From Much
he just,
Music.
He just pulled out that name. It might have been something close to that. She was 23.
Yeah. No,
Sukin Lee is like 50. Yeah, she was tough to listen to.
What was better is
that was horrible.
The British guy talking to her? What
Dude.
Was a stupid opinion.
His response was...
Oh, that's an evisceration.
Who was that?
Who cares? Incredible. And his British accent adds to it so...
I thought it was Milo for a second, but...
No, it wasn't.
It was like
that
guy
sounded old.
Oh, that was hilarious.
But it was just this percolation of the privilege, the white people can't tell anyone what to do because they're the root of all evil. Like,
what I found, and I find nothing offensive, but I found something offensive. What I really found offensive was her having the audacity to say like something along the lines of like what white people think is funny isn't funny. Like, hold on, lady. Like, funny is subjective, you fucking twat. Don't tell me. Like, how are you going to have the balls to sit here and be like, you can't tell me what's funny, and then you're going to tell me what's funny? Like, if I laugh at something, even if it's horrible.
As they said, she actually didn't know what she was talking about.
Oh, I agree.
Just flying off the handle. Fuck. But I think it was also, she was making money off it. Like, it was... Was she starting stand-up and Jamie Kilstein was helping her with it or something? Yeah. And they joked about it, but then it was true?
I'm trying to find this girl's name.
Exploiting
her name doesn't matter. Don't bother giving her the fucking... She's probably nobody now, but... Or she's a professor at Yale, one of the other.
If they only knew then what we know now. And Sam Shipley was a lot more subdued than he is now.
Oh, way more.
He's a lot more of a...
Way more subdued. Well, because like Joe... I don't know. I'm wondering if there was like... This was the end of the... Well, he was never on again. Let's put it that way. Sam has never been on since.
He speaks nothing but highly of Joe.
I know. I know.
Hold on. But... Excuse me. Technically, he was on. He was on the end of the world when Trump got elected.
So, oh, okay.
Well, sure. I'm just saying. So, I mean,
he's never been a single guest back.
But keep in mind, too, that obviously means they have a good relationship. If he invited him to that comedian round table, you know.
Yeah, I don't think they have a bad relationship, but I do think that at one point they used to be much closer than they are now.
Well, what I was thinking is that I remember just Joe Rogan in general being sort of the trusted place to talk about conspiracies. It happened a lot, but I think Joe's getting away from that sort of, and maybe that's why, because Sam's gone balls deep into conspiracy theories. You listen to Sinful Hat, he has his own show now. It's actually doing quite successful. He had Eddie Bravo on episode 200, much better than Eddie's showing on Joe's show.
I think maybe Joe realized somewhere along the line that like you can give a certain level of crackpot the microphone, but like once you just start giving every crackpot the microphone, then certain people won't come to the table.
Well, you just acknowledge it's fun to have conspiracies, but I think he's sort of
I don't know,
over it.
And Sam Tripoli's show, like Tinfoil Hat, it's fun, but he is mostly it's the guests that are the interesting part of it. I fast forward through him and XT talking most of the time.
It's a formula because the guests say something and he says, and the Rothschilds and the Bilderbergs. Yeah. And it's just
he's got a lot going on.
Because that's the whole point of the conspiracy theories is ideally there is no answer, so you can just talk about it forever and pontificate.
But see, there's my big problem too, is like those conspiracy theorist guys know there's a market for it.
Oh yeah, and they're cashing.
You know what I mean? Like, think about it. Let's say Sam, during this episode, so in 2014, had a podcast that wasn't called the Tinfoil Hat. It was called...
He did.
It wasn't called the Tinfoil Hat.
No, it was
a different
podcast. So hear me out. So
still sports.
So hear me out. So he has some fucking podcast that's doing like whatever, and he talks about some conspiracies in some episodes, and those episodes get a fucking huge spike. So he just says, you know what? I have a lot of fucking conspiracy listeners. Boom. Next thing you know, he has the tinfoil hat and he's making tons of money off it. It's real easy to then just go, well, I have to be balls deep in conspiracy. I don't know. That's my only problem with conspiracy theories.
You go whole hog. Yeah, for sure.
Of course. I mean, you can't, that community doesn't let you be like, well, you know, maybe we got to look at it this way. Like,
you can't be a fence sitter.
Fuck no.
Wouldn't do well.
There's no room on the fence.
But on his show, it's Sam and XG, and then they have a producer, and he's the cynic.
So they do have a straight guy.
The go deep stuff, and they say, that's a bit much for me.
He never talks, that guy.
No, but just when far fetched stuff, he goes, I don't believe that. Even if they're lapping it up. Anyways, he was a lot humbler and just a nicer guy here. I do listen to his podcast and I like it, but it was just very interesting to see him pre-conspiracy Sam.
But yeah, Red Band is so dumb.
Well, I mean, the commercials alone just take forever to get through. And like Red Band's photoshopping photos live during this one, which is also just interfering. And
He's just doodling and stuff.
Right at the beginning, Joe tells Red Band that he should do a special. and I'm just like, holy shit, this is like
Red Band is like if you had like a really shitty 9-year old in the like in the studio with you
who his had, name should be Kyle
who had a mic, you know what I mean, and could just fucking interject whenever they wanted with whatever bullshit they want. Yeah, Brian really makes these early episodes pretty tough.
But we have nothing compared to like when you were listening the first time, you it's just Brian, but now that without him,
well, that's my point is yeah. I said to Simon years ago, I'm not sure if the podcast would be as successful as it is now if Brian had stayed.
Oh my. It just wouldn't be as credible, I don't think.
Do you think someone like Brian Hancock or Graham Brian, Graham's brother?
They wouldn't. Or the scientist, you're absolutely right. Like at some point, Joe must have said, look, this is the direction I want this to go in, and it's not going to work with Brian. I'm only going to be able to have comedians on, and I want to do more than that.
Yeah.
That's Joe talking there.
That's what, mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I just don't see how you how do you have a physicist on talking about like the universe when then Brian interjects with Olive Garden?
You can't, and Brian wouldn't want to do it either because that just wouldn't be fun for him anymore, I would imagine, you know? So he had probably gotten big enough that he could do his own shit.
And they mentioned on this too that Brian has like, he does like 10 podcasts at this point. You know what I mean? He's not short on
fucking. No, none of them are hitting though.
But it doesn't matter.
But around this time, he does burn out, Brian. Like, I hope through this exercise of going back, there's a point where Brian is a little too much of an idiot with the guests, and I'm sure Joe's like, you gotta stop.
Yeah, you're probably that. Right. I mean, we'll find that moment.
We're gonna
sure.
find that.
Yeah,
it's gonna be great.
I really think we will
come across it.
I feel that way.
There are a lot of little things I've been noticing through all three of these episodes that we've done this round, where it's just, you know, Joe's had to take an about face, or he used to have an opinion that is totally different now. You know, just things change. And he was talking about, he's like, yeah, and some guys are charging $200 a ticket to have people come and see their shows.
Brian Regan.
Yeah, Brian Regan, exactly. That's just normal now, right? Like, Joe has tickets that are $200.
He was barely getting arenas at this point.
No. I'm just saying it's...
Chappelle's playing 5 shows in New York in July, and the starting price for the cheapest ticket is $202 mm-hmm. US.
At the Madison Square Garden?
No, it's at like a theater or something.
Mm-hmm.
Joe was talking about also like... he was talking to Sam about doing a special. And he was saying, you know, I've just started only using new stuff. Like, you can see it was all kind of
coming around. Throughout all these old ones, there's a lot of like just fun stuff where you're like, oh yeah, that hasn't happened yet.
The success that he goes, well, it's crazy when the next one we do or whatever, what order it is.
Well, we'll do Artie next, I guess. Mm-hmm. But either way, yeah. Sam, what other notes you got for Tripoli here?
I'm trying to make out some stuff. I was thinking about, at some point they were, I don't even know what they were talking about. I can't remember. But cows came up and something about music. And then I started wondering, do animals hear music the same way we do, you think?
Like tap their toe to it? If they like the beat,
or is that can they even acknowledge beat, or is that something that our brains, because they're more complex, is able to pick up?
It's a good question. I mean, the answer is obviously like he says, what he's talking about is the clip where there's a guy, I think, in a field. I'm pretty sure I've seen the video. There's just a guy in a field playing like a violin or a trombone or something, and he just starts playing, and all the cows
come to him,
just
that's
start coming to him
about.
Yeah,
right, exactly.
So on that video alone, you would have to think
that, but maybe that's just some sound that violin is.
Well, you're forgetting
on.
Though sound is vibration, so at the end right. of the day, it's just how your brain interprets the vibrations,
and animals are much better at picking up on vibrations than we are.
Well, so that was my point, is you would think that the vibrations alone, I mean, if that's how it works. I don't know.
But
it's a great question,
Simon,
to be honest.
Curious. I mean, I don't know how we'd ever find that out.
If animals have music they don't like and they do like.
I think music is the greatest human invention.
It's so weird, eh? Because it doesn't really exist now.
It totally exists now. What are you talking about?
Well, no, you have a cassette or whatever, but now it's just like the song exists when you play it. You turn off, where is it? You used to have a CD or a...
I got fucking tons of CDs.
But that's not what you're talking about.
I have no
CDs. No, I'm just saying in general, I think as far as like, you know, just music is something that everyone, give or take, has access to and is just a feel good. I don't know. I think music is the best thing that humans have ever come up with.
What I find interesting about music is how it comes and goes. Like I was thinking today, when I was a kid, all I listened to was the Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
And I would never put on the Beastie Boys. I would listen to it and know it and go along with it, but I never think of putting on Beastie Boys.
But I think there's a difference too. Like I find this a lot when I'm out at a bar. There's a lot of songs I hear that I get like I'm hyped at, but I would probably, like you said, I would probably never come home and put that song on and listen to it in its entirety.
But I think I was just so deep into it. And like in 10 years from now, that I will appreciate it again.
Maybe.
Might come back. I don't know.
But I think that's why. I
don't part know. Of the journey.
Sorry, Simon. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. I'm interested in, I listen to Beastie Boys all the time.
Still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I find that because you listen to a lot of new music. Mm-hmm. I've always kind of just never left high school with my musical taste. So I listen to a lot of like old music that my parents turned me on to. And I listen to the stuff I listened to in high school.
You still listen to punk rock and stuff? Like,
well, I mean, not really.
Or like,
no.
Say Superchunk.
But yeah, like I them? Still yeah, listen okay. to Superchunk. I still listen to all those bands. Not all those bands, but a lot of bands I liked in high school.
But here's the weird thing. When Simon says that at the same time, he's come over while I've been playing music and he'll like... He'll actively bob his head to something that's come out like,
I like new in the last. I like new music.
Yeah, you just don't actively hunt it.
I just don't go looking. Yeah.
You did pursue music
because I don't listen to a lot of music anymore. The only music I listen to is on my record player. Hmm. So if I have like a.
Yeah, you guys are just strictly podcasts. Honestly, I listen to a ton of music still.
Well, it's just the way music used to come out. We'd get together, a new album would come out. You go to someone's house, smoke a joint, and listen to it. Like it was.
Yeah, you're right. And we also used to go out looking for like the newest cool band. Like I don't have time for that anymore. Yeah. Or I'm sure I have time for it. I just can't be bothered.
See, the way Spotify works, so it's beautiful. Like now every week on Monday, they give you a playlist of 30 songs that you haven't heard or that you haven't played that are somewhat curated based on the music you listen to. And I'm not going to say that all 30 of them, I'm like sick, but I'd say 5 out of 30 every week. I'm like, oh, that's something new that I haven't heard before. So I don't know. I love music.
It's just the access has just changed the game so much.
Of course.
So just back to cows for a second.
Yes. I like your question though. I don't know. I'm sure someone's tested music on animals. Yeah. 100%.
I'm sure there's a documentary about it.
CBC was talking. I'm gonna look into that. CBC was discussing whether animals have jealousy or envy because the reporter was talking about, you know, when sometimes a dog takes a shit and sort of looks like it's embarrassed.
Yeah.
Like, don't look at me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, is that emotion of they are having shame or is just...
Well, we know that some animals feel envy because they did that whole thing with the monkey who didn't get
The cake. Yeah.
Ripped the person's face off or whatever.
So I think it's feasible they could get music too.
But music is different, right? Like that's...
I also don't think you can use monkeys because they're so closely related to us that I don't think that's a
good... I think
Simon's talking about is like, is an animal that is not that closely related to us, does it understand? Does it comprehend? Can it ingest music?
Monkeys is a bad...
The snake lights the flute.
I mean, Simon, I will say to you...
But why? Yeah, is that is it actually hearing that music or is it a vibration thing?
The snake charmer.
I mean, again, it's probably vibrations. Well, but
music
is
vibrations.
That's what I'm saying. Is what I'm saying to you is in a way, the way we ingest it is also just as vibrations.
I get it, but our brains are complex enough to take that vibration and break it down into like this beauty that you can comprehend and appreciate and, you know.
But think about our friend who's basically deaf for most of his life. Like he still really liked music. I remember going to house parties at their house in the Glebe and he would like sit close to the speaker.
But that's because he could still hear some things.
Sure, but my point is though is even at a limited level, he's really just taking in most of the vibrations at that point. You know what I mean? And still really enjoying it.
Yeah, agreed. But I also would have to wonder if he had ever heard music before.
It's a good question.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because then you kind of know what you're missing, type of deal. I don't know if he was born deaf or not.
Aliens listen to music?
That's a very good question, Kumar. I mean, I assume...
What's an alien? Do they have ears? This is a whole... Well, I guess we're on Sam Tripoli, so we can talk about...
But just back to cows for a second, because what they did talk about, and this is something that I had never really about before. Well, first of all, we heard...
So wait, this is... I just want to really quickly... This is somewhere where, like, Sam Tripoli... I just find him terrible at arguing. And, like, he often just had no... His argument for the cows was just... Well, I don't really believe that.
Because he hasn't really looked
into anything. And then he was like, there's a lot more people than cows. And wouldn't our farts be? It's like, dude, we don't fart methane, first of all. I'm fairly certain we don't fart methane.
No, we don't.
Yeah. So
because we're not eating like raw grass and stuff. But anyways, my point was, we know from an episode that was just on, I don't remember who it was, but that if you feed cows algae, you'll reduce their methane by 90%. Like,
problem solved.
It's overcomable.
It's been overcome.
It's just
5 years ago, they didn't know anything.
Money issue. Anyways, no, what I was going to say about the cows was, so here we have this animal that we get milk from.
Mm-hmm.
We also eat, like, we get a lot of our meat from,
mm-hmm,
almost 100%. Oh, no, I mean, obviously not. There's chicken and I know there's lamb and stuff, but what, 90% of meat is cow.
Go on.
We wear it and it just sits around amongst us. It's just weird, man. It's weird.
Why is it weird?
Because they're aliens.
No, it's just odd. It's just when you actually stop and think about that, like.
But what's odd about it?
I'm just trying to figure out. You don't see cows in the wild.
In India, you see them everywhere.
They're sacred.
Because they're revered.
That's my point.
Did you agree with Joe when he created a alternate universe where we don't kill animals and then just decided one day and be like, what are you doing?
Well, I don't know if I subscribe.
It's so hard to imagine that.
But I do imagine the day when some other species sees us and is like, holy shit, you know, some of the things we do.
How cruel you are.
Are just weird. They're just.
I don't know that the eating meat one, anyone would come down. Listen, if let's say aliens came down, they would inspect everything and they'd go, well, other things eat other things. And if these guys evolved, like.
It's not.
Nature is metal.
I'm not saying that eating meat is wrong. And I'm not saying that human beings shouldn't eat meat. I'm saying, like, okay, people eat rabbits, but you don't see giant, like. I guess there are pens of rabbits. You just don't. Cows are so big, I guess, that you see them. You see them out there as you're driving by. And then, I don't know. It's very reminiscent of like those vampire movies where they have the people who want to be with the vampire. So they're willing to just like let themselves be feasted on. You know, that whole.
Where the fuck scenario. Is this going?
No, it's going nowhere. There is something weird about cows. The relationship with cows.
How so, though?
Is there something weird with our relationship with the buffalo?
You can't even articulate it, though. I'm trying to figure out what you find so weird about our relationship with cows, that we just let them hang around?
We wear them, and they go on our footballs. Oh, no, that's
and there's skin. No hunting involved, and there's no, like, at no point, because we breed the cows now, they're
domesticated.
Right? It's just odd, it's where human beings are,
and they have four stomachs, and they put a magnet in one of them.
I think it'd be crazy. What you're saying is you'd like to see a non-domesticated cow like 7-8 1,000 years ago. It'd probably be slender as fuck and probably pretty quick realistically, right?
I mean, I would,
because we domesticated them to be fat and useless.
Cows back then?
I don't know.
Like,
I'm so dumb.
Do cows exist before human being? Where do they even come from? Like, were they brought over from Europe?
I don't know.
If only is there a way to find out.
Jamie,
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
What else you got? I'm going for it, boys.
Just keep rambling. I'm going to get your cow.
But so, yeah, just when aliens do come,
mm-hmm,
I think that'll be one of those things they look at and just like that, and the way we treat like fucking dolphins and, you know, all of the weird things human beings do.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways,
I would say they'd be more surprised that we poisoned our own drinking water, but you want to go with the weirder stuff, like how we treat dolphins.
Let's see what else we got going on. Oh, so anti-vaxxers were obviously still a thing back then. And can you believe that Jessica Biel is
obviously still a thing back then? They had to come out of somewhere.
I know. When I listen to these old ones and it's like 2015, it's only 4 years ago, but it feels like a really long time ago.
It's not
ago,
that long ago at
it
all.
It wasn't long at all. I know that was a very silly, silly thing. They did talk about what it would be like to go back and watch Eddie Murphy's Delirious.
I've watched it recently.
Even then, but especially now, you know, because 4 years later, the whole SJW thing is so out of control that...
Yeah, no, it's...
How come nobody has gone after him? Like, they have no problem going after people for...
Because you can't, because that's from ages ago. You can't go after someone for...
Can you not? I think no. You can now. I think after...
You also can't go after him. He would just come out and be like, you were all laughing at it. It's revered as one of the funniest fucking...
Well, the people who've been complaining weren't born.
Yeah, and they can't say shit. Listen,
It is a hate crime, though, that special now. Or the first 10 minutes. I still think it's hilarious.
I will say, though, they are right. Like, it wasn't laughing with them back then. It was straight up, like you said, like it was a hate crime.
It was derogatory.
Like, it wasn't like saying fag in a fun way at all. It was like faggot.
I think he sort of flies on the radar and might be aware of that.
No, I think he got caught with a tranny as well, and he did a bunch of kids' movies since. So now
they figure that he's gotten his punishment.
No, I think
if something big happens, maybe this will come up.
Hold on, think about it. All these little social justice warriors—they're young. They grew up with him as like the nutty professor and all that shit. And I'm sure, I don't know. I mean, some people get a pass, Simon. What do you? You want to go after Eddie Murphy? Come on.
No, I don't want to go after Eddie Murphy. I'm just surprised that nobody has gone after Eddie Murphy.
Again, I just think it's...
But maybe that's why he never does anything new now. I just think he doesn't want to put himself out there.
I also think it's too ironic that he was wearing what could be only described as the gayest outfit ever in both specials, yeah, while simultaneously gay bashing.
It's very interesting.
It's the most ironic thing in the world.
And then gets caught with a transsexual. So yeah. Does he doth protest too much? Is that what
you're
getting at,
Maddie? I'm just saying. Well, it's weird that like the whole time he's up there in like... the tightest spandex red suit, and he's like, all these faggots are looking at my junk. It's like, dude, I'm looking at your junk because it's all I happen to be able to see
right now.
Like,
see the head of your cock.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
like I know if you're circumcised.
Yeah,
you're
wearing the gayest shit known to man. Like, if you wore that today, I would you'd have to only assume that they were gay or a wild fashionista, like, or Brendan Shaw.
When it's so messed up because Bill Cosby was a moral authority back then.
Yeah, very odd.
Yeah, exactly.
Have we ever talked about growler bears on this show? Have I ever told you about those bears? Because they talk about it on here. Joe starts talking about it. He gets all the information wrong. So the growler bears were the polar bear and grizzly bear crosses.
Okay.
And they kept finding them in BC. And they thought they had found this new type of bear. But it turns out that it was just one female grizzly bear who was having sex with all these different male polar bears.
No way.
So it wasn't a new species. It was just like a
hybrid or
just one hua.
Yeah, exactly. But the bears were wrongly suited for both climates. So they were these like, they looked like these albino type bears, and they weren't good in the snow, but they also weren't good in the grizzly bear's climate. So they were these useless.
Just useless. Well,
because it wasn't an evolution thing, yeah, you know? Yeah. It was like
they didn't have time to evolve. It was just a
grizzly slut.
But imagine it did work like that if a polar bear just had sex with a grizzly bear, then their offspring would be like the best of both worlds. Because obviously you can see that sometimes it goes the other way.
Did you say super bear?
A super bear.
A super bear, like a fucking crazy super bear.
That would be the best if that's what they named it.
Like, when do they talk about big... Oh, that's in the last episode.
I don't know if it's a nature and metal, but they showed a bear running 35 kilometers an hour beside it, like a truck.
Yeah,
and
it's
like,
it was way faster than that. I think it was 60 miles per hour or something.
Whatever
like that.
It is.
That's not
it's
possible.
Way too fucking
really
fast.
Really fast.
60 miles an hour? That it can't be that fast.
Cannot.
I think
either way, it was in miles per hour.
How fast
it was 35 miles
run?
Per hour then.
Jamie, how fast does a cheetah run?
100 kilometers an hour.
105 kilometers an hour.
It's my favorite animal.
Fastest land animal.
Just to tie up the cows, about 10,000 years ago, ancient people domesticated cows from wild aurochs.
10,000 years
bovines
ago.
Bovines that are 1.5 to 2 times as big as domesticated cattle.
So basically, we've been fucking with cows for a long
time.
In
India and Europe at the same time it happened, which is kind of neat, eh?
So... Chances are, the more you know, when the ancient aliens came, they probably brought cows with them and were like, boom, this is humans. This is what you use for everything.
even though they're going to judge us for slaughtering animals?
God, well, they probably won't. Now that
you
I
are
know
the
it's
fucking worst.
Far.
You're lucky this is a Sam Tripoli episode. You're lucky.
Now that I know it's that far back.
Go to your next note. Get off the cows.
Well, the...
This guy's wearing alien socks and a shirt that says aliens that, exist. Like
anything that says 10,000, I got him a birthday card with an alien on it.
Great.
Oh, did you notice that? Did you pick up that he really doesn't like being interrupted in some of these earlier episodes, Joe?
No. I mean, yeah.
He's so good at like, if somebody starts listening. Talking while he's talking, he just lets it go. But back then he would say things like, oh, I'm in the middle of saying something, or you can really see the progression of Joe.
Well, I also think it's a hierarchy, right? Like right. Joe feels
it
like
depends on who it is.
That's it. Whereas if it's Neil deGrasse Tyson, he's just like,
but I think even now you get less of that. Even
I agree.
Now
I agree.
With some of the lower in air quote comedians, Joe is still, and back to my original point, I wonder if it's like, you know, he's not back at the store yet, so he's still got like some angst, or he's maybe he's never done DMT yet.
But don't forget, I sent you that graph that someone did of like how many words Joe speaks depending on the guest.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So like when Brian was on, Joe right. spoke the most. Like again, that showed you though, Simon, that there kind of was a hierarchy based on like I'm not denying what you're saying
it's
either.
It's more just the way he but it might have just been Sam. It might have been
keep in mind though,
because it wasn't like that with Artie, so I think it was Sam.
Might have just been the hierarchy thing.
I think to your point, I think he thinks he's was so high above Sam here for whatever reason.
I think it's more what you're saying, that he is in the process of learning how to be a better host and listening and talking and just seeing the flow of conversation. But he is higher than Sam Tripoli. I mean, that is a fact.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys noticed in this episode, but like Brian can't even pull up information properly.
We can't just shit on Brian. Okay. I'm just saying, Simon, every one of these episodes will be like 20 minutes of us shitting on
Brian. I
thought
it was really Sean in episode one.
Oh, it's so funny. Really one Sean. Of my notes.
We'll save it for that.
One of my notes here is Sam is the king of half information. And that's what this one was. He would like give a piece of information and then Joe would ask him to back it up with any sort
Dude,
of...
Dude, half is very generous. To say he had half information?
Yeah.
He had what I would call tidbits.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, the second he got questioned, he would just crumble under fucking questioning.
It's the beginning of the metamorphosis of the Sam we know now.
But, like, they brought up fucking Kennedy in this. They brought up, there was definitely conspiracies brought up. They just didn't delve into any of them.
No, there weren't, they didn't go deep into anything.
What was weird was when they were talking about Rob Ford being at the Comedy Store.
Yes, that was very odd. Because he was big in the American news at that point.
Of course, he was huge.
But did he just fly out of Toronto to go see a show?
The guy was banging like 17 hookers a week.
Was he? I thought he was just smoking crack.
He was doing all sorts of shit, man. He was having those crazy park crack parties.
Kumar, I was at a Raptors game and he was sitting up in the 300s and there was like a fucking mob around him. I mean, a mob of people around him. It was out of control.
He
would take
Letterman and shit,
took photos. He took photos with everyone. Kumar, if you wanted a photo.
Wasn't he on Letterman?
Yeah, I think he did all the late night shows. He was the Toronto's crack smoking mayor. That's what.
Rest in peace. And
now his brother's premier. Which for you Americans
unbelievable.
Is the equivalent of a governor. He's the governor of our province, which is the equivalent of your state. And
that's
yes,
his brother.
I think you guys. Yeah, Rob Ford, Doug Ford.
They were talking about Doug Ford.
They were talking about Rob.
Rob the Coke.
Doug is our current.
Doug
premier.
Is alive.
They were talking about.
They were
Doug.
Talking about Rob.
No.
They were talking about Rob. They
Rob
were talking
is,
about the
Rob
old
is passed
Rob
away.
Is, Rob is deceased.
Yes. Yes.
But his brother is the same person. Let's keep that.
Pretty much.
They just drink at the Danforth on the regular.
I think they got to start selling hash.
Yeah, they did. That's how they got their money. Hash.
Really?
Yeah.
They touched briefly on all these books that had been popping up by people who believe that either their father or somebody they knew was the, I think it was the Zodiac Killer, maybe.
Yeah, it was the Zodiac Killer.
Can you imagine if you actually thought that like your father or your brother or your uncle was a fucking serial killer?
It's a weird thing that there are interviews like Jeffrey Dahmer's mother and stuff like...
Why did she say she had an inkling? No, most of the time they just have no clue.
Well, no, it's more like I still love him. Like, even though they're monsters, it's such a weird thing. Like,
no, I get it, but that's now that they know. I'm saying, if you actually thought that.
Well, apparently the one guy that wrote
before they knew.
Oh, and just were like,
I think my dad is a serial killer.
What should I do about
that? Well, no, but Simon, apparently the one kid, like, it was once the sketch was released, yeah, it looked exactly like his dad. And then he was really like, he's going out late at night and he's fucking.
Well, no, I think he wrote that as an adult. I think that, because that Zodiac happened in what, like the late 70s? I think that guy wrote the book in like the.
No, I know, but what I'm saying to you is 2000s. Like, when the sketch came out is when he really was like, oh my God. And I think before that, he was just like.
Well, when did the sketch come out?
I don't remember. I was only born in 83.
Blessed.
Oh, do you know what I did want to bring up real quick? Because we're not going to do a post show and we're not going to have any fucking. Tom Green, when they talked, we never mentioned it. They talked about Tom Green the other day, who's from Ottawa, might I add, and how he pretty much kind of.
Well, we'll talk about it in the last episode.
Oh, sure.
Because
does it? Oh, okay, maybe that's why I'm bringing him up. Okay. Yep. Don't give me that look, Amar. Don't do that. Simon, what else you got? Are we done with Sam?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're pretty much done here.
It wasn't a super long episode, was it?
Oh, they talk about that Leslie Jones slave bit, which is so funny.
It is funny.
Like, I totally forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But she's just killer.
That was pretty funny. And I meant to ask about, what was the whole Dane Cook saga?
How Dane Cook, yeah, I just heard that.
Dane Cook thought that Sam stole his joke. Bit.
Well, no, I get that. But then after that, Joe said, and then Dane went through his whole shit. That was just all the Louis
his
stuff.
Brother stole $8 million from him.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
His parents died. A lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
yeah.
I think all grounded him.
His
and made
brother
him a
stole
person.
$8 million from
his
him?
His brother.
Wow.
He's in jail now.
Really?
Yeah. That really fucks with your shit.
Oh, that's
got to
fuck with your psyche.
Fucks you over.
With your psyche hard.
Like, how are you going to trust anybody?
Yeah, you're just going to go get a fucking accountant after that? Fuck that.
But that happens to a lot of celebrities, man.
But their family? I understand management or something.
No, but I've heard where it's their family, you know, like, or a
Lindsay Lohan. Happened with Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah. Well, that was her dad, right?
Yeah.
Was it her dad?
I mean, it's tough when you are nothing and your kid or your, you know, whatever
it's
is.
Gross, though. Yeah. Like, how do you. He's like, I made you. Some of this is mine, you know? It's just weird.
Yeah, it's crazy. People are fucked.
Grody.
Got anything else in there?
No, I mean, really, I wish there was like a bunch of conspiracy shit to talk about, but I would just.
Oh, I will start by. You know, they start the episode. He starts the episode with a fucking Brody Jenner. Not Brody Jenner. Brody Stevens impersonation. Yeah, that was sad.
And Joe saying, I got to hang out with that guy.
Yeah,
I need
dude.
More, yeah. I need more Brody.
I literally was about to call both of you, but then didn't.
It was very odd.
Yeah.
But I think it's super interesting that you know Sam Chipley now and you thought, oh, that'll be a conspiracy episode, but you discovered that he
had. And usually, I've listened to, there might be a couple I haven't heard, but this, it was weird that I hadn't heard this one and then assumed that it would be something that it wasn't. Yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting that they talked about the bubbling up of, SJWs and stuff, like, it's still as full blown as it now, and
because the other
two comics top of
the
shop,
other options I was gonna pick were the
Coyote
Bigfoot
Man.
Guy, the Coyote, that crazy alien dude, Dr. Stephen Greer. I thought about doing what's his fuck there from Blink 182,
Tom DeLonge.
Yeah, I thought about a lot of stuff. I thought about doing Jamie Foxx, but that episode is only an hour.
Is it? I thought it was 3 hours.
No, 1 hour.
Hmm.
Which is so weird.
No, he's a busy man.
Jamie's got shit
to do. Busy man, that's it.
I thought I remembered
got models
it being
to fuck.
Longer.
That's why I chose Artie Lang, because it was only an hour and a half.
Yeah, Artie was a super short one. Either way, are we done with this one then?
Yeah.
Everything else?
We can be done with it for sure.
All right. Well, thank you for patronizing us. Is that the right way to say it? Patronizing?
Well, I mean, that is the right way, but that makes it sound.
It sounds
like
odd.
A,
yeah. But that is, I think it's grammatically correct. Patronizing. Anyway, thank you for being a patron. That sounds a little better. And thank you for listening to this episode. And stay tuned for the next episode of This Won't Age Well. Listening makes us smarter, more connected people. What are you doing? What's going on here?
Keep your eyes open.
Oh my God.
Keeping your eyes open.
I was just going to confirm that Jamie Foxx was a short and then start playing a Tim Ferriss podcast.
All right. So, Kumar, say goodbye.
Bye.
Have a good night, everyone. Have a good week.